Butch and Amy Fiddledye had the great honor of winning Best in Show for their Grade A Dark Amber Syrup in 2013 from the North American Maple Syrup Council. The sap will soon run in northern Minnesota, so Butch and Amy are joining us this morning to tell us about their business, Timber Sweet, and the process of making syrup. Good morning, Butch and Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good to hear you. Everybody wants to know, when is the sap going to start running?
That's the million-dollar question. Everyone asks that every year.
It's close.
Are there?
Very close.
Okay. Yeah. How can you tell?
The key sign for what I've seen over the years is when the crows return is when the sap will pretty close to start to run. And I've seen plenty of crows here just in the last few days.
I did see like 4 or 5 crows yesterday, so maybe it's going to happen. What weather conditions make a difference for sap?
You start having to get those warm days, and the nights have to start warming up some too. So we're looking for at least above 32 degrees for the daytime, and at night, you know, in that 20 to 30 degree or even higher temperatures. And so we're thinking really, really close, maybe this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just looking. It looks like Saturday the highs are mid to upper 30s. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll be the beginning of a trend.
So here's a weird question, because I've just been thinking about this as we've been talking about the sap, and I've never had the experience of actually seeing it flow. Is the sap coming up from the lower part of the tree and coming out, or is it coming from the branches down and then coming out? Do you have any idea?
It all comes from the roots up.
The roots, huh?
Yeah, the sugar that we will collect this year was produced last summer, and during the growing season, the trees stored the sugar, because it's their lifeblood to get the tree growing this year. So it was all stored last summer and last fall. So it's a window.
I'm glad you asked that question. I didn't know. I didn't know which way it flowed either.
It's kind of a window. Window into what the last year's growing season was like.
So then the weather last year makes a difference too. Then
last year, yes, it is. Yep.
Our sugar count varies from year to year depending on the summer before.
So at Timber Sweet, you produce syrup in large scale, commercial scale. How does the commercial system operate as opposed to, you know, somebody who's got a few taps?
Well, it's the same process, whether we're a commercial or a backyard person. I tell everyone different. I tell people when they're having in their backyard, are they having fun? And if they say yes, I say, well, we just have a little bigger fun in our production.
How many taps do you put out?
We're presently at about 2,800, which is not very large in the scheme of things.
Not compared to out east, a lot of them are, you know, 10,000 to even 100,000 nowadays.
But so,
how we vary is that most people, when they're doing it in the backyards, are doing it in buckets or milk jugs, or they're collecting in the little blue bags. Then they go from tree to tree to collect that and pour it into a bucket and carry it home and do their cooking at home. Well, we have tubing that goes from tree to tree. We put a tap in the tree and connect it to a hose, and those hoses all come down to a collection area, and then that is pumped up to the sugar house, and at the sugar house, then we will cook it down in a larger set of pans called the evaporator.
So how much syrup do you produce in a good year?
Typically, we'll make around 1,000 gallons of syrup on the average year with the 2,800 taps.
If I remember right, that's like 10,000 gallons of sap then, is that right?
It's a little bit wrong, because it takes about 40 gallons to make 1 gallon, so yes.
Oh,
more words up for 40 to 50,000 gallons.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Wow, so then you come up with that?
It's amazing your trees can put out that much water or sap out of them.
Yeah, but we're only.
And you said it was essential as part of the growth of the tree. So does it affect the growth of the tree after that?
No, no. We only take a little bit. It's sort of like giving blood. You give a little bit, it doesn't hurt. If you were to cut the tree down, of course, it would definitely hurt it, or huge gashes. We're just putting a little hole in it, and so we just get a little bit of the sap that's going to the top of the tree.
I thought about giving blood earlier when you were saying you just, you know, draw it out and then it reestablishes itself.
Yes.
What do you make from the sap besides syrup?
Oh, many different products. We make things like you cook it down and you get maple cream and maple candy. We coat nuts with it. So many different things.
We're talking with Amy and Butch Fiddledye from Timber Sweet. They are maple syrup producers, and they make a lot of other things from sap as well.
And you're award winners, so that's pretty exciting. What is that like? Is the sap competition very exciting and competitive?
Oh, yes. It's sort of like the Olympics. You have to be right on that edge, knowing how to make the product first and then how to tweak it so that looking for that very best of tasting syrup at that time, because it varies a little bit as the season goes on, but it definitely, like doing the maple candy, which we won in 2016, learning how to see what a good product looks like and what it tastes like, the consistency, everything. So it's similar to, you know, any competition or the Olympics. You really have to know what you're doing.
The advantage of being a smaller producer, we can keep a better handle on the final product than the large producers, so that gives us the advantage of having a chance of winning these awards.
Sure, and when you are when you're drawing the sap out and you're collecting it and then getting it to the evaporator, are you able to tell by then in that early part of the process? What can you tell about the sap right away when you first start tapping?
There's not really a lot you can tell right away. When the sap comes from the tree, it just, you know, you process it and you keep looking and checking it to see what it's like, and you keep everything clean. Cleanliness is, like they say, is close. That's the big thing, is to keep things clean.
Do you guys do anything? You said you tap about 2,800 trees. Is there anything you're doing especially to keep those trees healthy?
He's out there all the time, I think, giving them hugs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you don't overdo the tapping. Some big trees could do maybe two taps, but generally we just put one tap in, and that helps keep them healthy. They're free-ranging. They live out there in the woods, and as long as we're being careful what we're doing out there, they will be there for a long, long time.
A typical maple tree, we can start tapping when it's about 40 years old in the woods, and they'll live to be 200 years old. I expect to be around for the second generation.
There you go. So as we understand it, Native American people discovered how to turn the sap into sugar and then shared their knowledge. How did you learn about tapping trees, Butch?
My father showed me when you got one as a young boy. I actually have a quart of syrup yet that my father made in the late 50s. That,
wow.
that we've never opened, and I show a lot of the people that come out here. And my father, when he did it, he didn't have the instruments that we have today to check to make sure there was syrup. So back then, it looked like syrup, smelled like syrup, tastes like syrup. And my mother put it in a quart jar and canned it.
Will this be like a great fine wine that you'll be able to sell at an auction someday for tens of thousands of dollars?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be afraid to taste it.
Nice. Yeah. Interesting.
You know, people ask us how long maple syrup will last. The general thumb is 2 years, But like he said, he has one from his father that's many, many years old, and it's okay. I mean, it's but fresh is like fresh. So,
sure.
You know, in your refrigerator, if you have an open bottle, you can easily keep it a year as long as you keep it refrigerated. Some people think they can put it back on the shelf and it will stay good, but no, it's got sugar in it, and molds and bacteria will grow if it's in a warm environment.
What was it about the process that made you guys, you know, a lot of people do it in their backyard or at their cabin type of thing. What was it that spurred you into thinking, you know, we're going to make a business out of this?
It's a hobby gone amok. It just started growing. It's like, okay, if we buy this little piece of equipment, this will make it easier for us to make syrup, basically, not even more. Okay, then you have to pay for that piece of equipment, so you sell a little more syrup, you tap a few more trees, and it just sort of is like a snowball. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you didn't maybe mean for it to become a business, but it slowly has grown that way, and we enjoy sharing our passion with other people, so that's what happens.
With maple.
And now you're going to share that information with some people this weekend. What's that about at the Forest History Center?
Oh, yeah. We are going to put on a little seminar for beginning maple syrup, and that's for people who just want to do a little bit in their kitchen or backyard type of thing. It's at the Forest History Center, which is in Grand Rapids here. And it is Saturday. The doors open at 10 o'clock. Class should be about 11 o'clock there. We'll just talk about, you know, what you need to do, like cleanliness and things like that, that people often just don't think about when they're making maple syrup. And also,
and will you warn them about the dangers of becoming a hobbyist who becomes a business person?
Maple syrup should come with a warning label, because when I was a young boy, evidently I had a cut in my hand, and I spilled some of that syrup on there and got mixed in my blood. And no cure.
No cure at all. That's great. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and have a great workshop this weekend.
We do have a few other little events coming up, too.
Oh, good.
And that's with the Forest History Center on the 24th of March. And that's Family Day, in which they do some things there at the Forest History Center. And then they'll be bringing busloads out to our sugar house for a little tour. And then we have Maple Fest, which is an event, an open house at our processing place. And we have tours going on. There's food, samples, all kinds of things going on. And that's April 8th, starting at noon and going to 4 o'clock. So thank you for having us come.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's Butch and Amy Fiddledye from Timber Suite in Cohasset. You can find information about Maple Syrup 101 for Beginners on their Facebook page. That class is this Saturday, March 10th at the Forest History Center. And we'll have a link on our website later today, and that is kaxe.org.